team game, and he had a great day. He was hitting the ball well, so I was proud for him.
Alex, when did you know that you weren't kicking the 53-yarder?
Probably like 3 seconds before it happened. I don't know.
Yeah, because I saw you on the sideline. You had your helmet on.
Yep, it was just one of those things.
But you thought up to that moment you were kicking.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's. Yep.
Would you have liked to have a shot at one of those long ones?
Yeah, with the wind that way. I mean, it's in my range, so I think I could hit it. So.
What do you think happens now?
I think they make decisions, and it's out of my control. So it's just whatever happens. Everything happens for a reason. So. That's how you got to approach it.
Do you have a feel for what might happen? When you're ready to kick a 53-yarder like that, and then they go with the other guy, mentally, what is that like?
I don't know. I don't think too much into those kind of situations. I don't make the decisions, so it's one of those things. You just kind of let it go, I guess, and be ready for the next one.
What's your best selling point?
Best selling point?
At this point, yeah, because it's going to come down to one guy or the other.
Yeah, I think... other than the two kicks, I think I'm a pretty consistent guy. I've done that my first 3 years here. I think I kicked the ball well. Kickoff's getting better, so it's one of those things I think I'm always improving. But it's out of my hands, so it's whatever guy they like, and that's what they'll go with.
Were you told before the game that you were kicking the tandem the second half, or was there any?
Nope. We're just going by the fly, and whatever FIP and coach wanted was how they were going. So. We'll be right back.